Shabbat Teshuvah literally means Sabbath of Return, but it is also a play on the phrase Shabbat Teshuvah, the Sabbath of Repentance. It is a Sabbath that occurs between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and during the 10 days of awe. It is a time for reflection leading up to atonement of Yom Kippur. Shabbat Teshuvah has two special Haftorah readings, one dealing with the importance of heartfelt repentance and one praising the Creator's mercy. From Hosea chapter 14 in verses 2 and 3, "Return, Israel, to Adonai your God, for your guilt has made you stumble. Take words with you and return to Adonai. Say to him, forgive all guilt and accept what is good. We will pay instead of bulls the offering of our lips." From Micah chapter 7 and verses 18 through 20, "Who is a God like you, pardoning the sin and overlooking the crimes of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in grace. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. You will throw all your sins into the depths of the sea. You will show truth to Yaakov and grace to Abraham, as you have sworn to our ancestors since the days long ago." In order for one's sins to be forgiven, there must be two elements present: teshuvah, or repentance, and a blood sacrifice. The Jewish understanding of teshuvah is that it requires two actions: to turn from your transgression and to return to Adonai. This time during Rosh Hashanah, also known as Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur, is this appointed time for the nation to seek Adonai. During the temple times, one could come to the temple with a sin sacrifice known as the Chatat, found in Leviticus chapter 4, at any time during the year. This time was for the individual. In the case of Shabbat Teshuvah, it is a collective time for the entire community to seek Teshuvah. If there are any transgression that still remained prior to Yom Kippur and was not atoned for during the year. There is a saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Even though this time is a focus on community, there is also the dynamic that an individual is part of the larger community, and their transgression affects the entire community. Consider Miriam's transgression in speaking against Moshe in Numbers chapter 12. The entire community did not leave until Miriam's penalty was completed. The entire community did not move because of one person. What can we learn from Shabbat Teshuvah specifically, and this season in general? To use another saying, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. The larger community of Messiah does not emphasize such a time as this, focusing on our deeds, remembering our actions, and seeking Teshuvah on a yearly basis. What would Yeshua say? Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.